Now, new technology around the Shannon Callows near Athlone in County Westmeath, it's keeping a digital eye and ear out for the corncrake. Has the endangered bird returned to the area? Well, our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey has been trying to find out.
Its distinctive call was once a common feature in Irish countryside. But around this part of the Midlands, it's been 10 years since the sound of the corncrake was officially detected. Nationally last year, the highest number of corncrake territories were recorded for 25 years, according to data from the National Parks and Wildlife Service. But the critically endangered birds have not been recorded here in the Shannon Callows since 2015. Dr. John Carey is from the Corncrake Life Project, which was set up to help improve the numbers of corncrakes in Ireland.
At a national level, corncrake numbers have steadily increased over the past 5 years. And last year we had actually record numbers, 233 territories detected, which is still quite a low number. What we're hopeful now is that because we have this population increase, birds which are returning to the west and northwest coast may pass over the Shannon Callows here, and then by extension some of them might actually stay. Back in the 1990s, this was the heartland of corncrakes in Ireland. Over half the population was found here, but there hasn't been a breeding bird recorded here since 2015, so that's over a decade.
So in order to see whether or not the corncrake is present here, the National Parks and Wildlife Service has set up new state-of-the-art recording technology in the area around the Shannon Callows. Therese Kelly, who is the District Conservation Officer with the National Parks and Wildlife Service, explains how it works.
This is a bioacoustic recorder, and they're placed in strategic locations along the Shannon Callows, and they're capturing bird song in the middle of the night, we'll say from about 10 o'clock at night up until about maybe 5 o'clock in the morning. It's recording 1 minute off, 1 minute on for the whole night long in a singular location. And if we had people out doing this survey, we would have to spread that human resource across a large area, which would mean that you could only count at a location for a much, or listen at a location for a much shorter length of time. So we'll say 10 minutes per location. And there is a chance because of that, that you might actually miss a bird. It might detect that you're there and stay quiet for the time that you're there. So the bioacoustic recorder, it's a much less invasive method of surveying for birds calling in the middle of the night.
So when the audio is all gathered, experts should then be able to determine whether or not the corncrake is present here.
I'm Karen Nugent. I'm the communications manager for the Breeding Waders EIP. So we're lending our support to this project by analysing the sound files that come from these audio recordings to determine if there's corncrake in the area. There's hours of recordings, but the more you do it, the quicker you get at it. So we'll be able to determine an outcome from them.
It'll be another few weeks yet before any information is downloaded. And it could be the middle of the summer before there's a more definitive answer on the corncrake status in the Midlands. Dr. John Carey from the Corncrake Life Project is hopeful.
By monitoring the birds here this year more comprehensively, we can determine the status of the birds in this area and then perhaps look at the feasibility of reintroducing them or translocating them back here and actually bringing the corncrake back into the Shannon Callows. Those of us who live along the Shannon, as I do, it's something that's missing from our lives, really. And the sound of the corncrake is part of the landscape here. It's 10 years since we've had the birds on the Callows and along the Shannon system. And so many people would love to hear that bird back. So with the help of God, we'll be able to do it.
The sound of the corncrake. That's Dr. John Carey from the Corncrake Life Project, ending that report from our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.